This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure. Roses are red, violets are blue. If you want to be green, which one should you choose? While it's easy to pick up roses at any local bodega or grocery store, this Valentine's Day, consider putting a little more meaning in your purchase by choosing flowers that are locally sourced or fair trade. Deborah Prinzing, author and creator of slowflowers.com, offers a conscious choice buying flowers. She encourages consumers to make a sustainable choice by choosing flowers that are local, American-grown, and in season. She believes in supporting America's small local flower farms and keeping the carbon footprint of flower transport as low as possible. Deborah Prinzing speaks to her mission of Slow Flowers and offers some great tips for Valentine's Day.
I think that we've been inundated with marketing of roses at Valentine's Day for so long that it's sort of lost any special feeling, and it's almost like an obligatory gift. And it's really fun to step away from that and look at local and seasonal flowers and plants. So I often encourage people to buy something that's perhaps blooming right now, like a hellebore or a violet, that can last either in the garden or in the home, indoors, like a houseplant, you know, for months to come. It seems a little bit more sentimental in a way because you're giving a gift that will last for months or years if you end up planting it outdoors.
Hellebores and violets are both beautiful, but if you're committed to sticking with roses and are unable to find a local supplier, another option are the whole trade roses sold at Whole Foods markets across the country. Carol Medeiros, Associate Global Produce Coordinator at Whole Foods, elaborates on the incentive of purchasing whole trade flowers, which employ a similar philosophy to fair trade.
Lots of people are going to be looking for beautiful flowers this Valentine's Day, no doubt about it. But why not buy flowers that can really help improve someone's life? We visited with our whole trade partner farms that grow our flowers in Colombia and Ecuador and Costa Rica, and we've seen that, you know, working directly with these farms, with whole trade flowers, with every single purchase we make, we give a specific amount that goes for community development for that farm worker community. And that community that decides what the needs of the community are and how to put them to use.
So this Valentine's Day, make the gift of flowers a little more meaningful by contributing to a cause even greater than the holiday itself. Your money will go farther than the flowers had to travel, or last longer than the roses will. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Ventilantico by Ventla. Thanks for listening.